Unit 3. Future. Recording 1.
Ruth.
I'm going to backpack around Poland next month with my friend, so I've already started making plans. I'm afraid I have to organise things in massive detail, or I get worried. I do everything ahead of time. My friend says I plan too much, but that's just me. We're travelling by ferry and bus, and then doing a lot of walking, so it'll be reasonably cheap. We might stay in hotels if we can find some cheap ones, but we'll probably try and find youth hostels most of the time. I've booked our travel tickets, and now I'm making a list of the best hostels in the cities we're visiting. Actually, I really want to visit Lodz. It's the third biggest city in Poland, and there's a lot of unusual street art there on the walls of buildings. I'm a graphic designer, so I'm really interested in art. And these pictures are huge, on the sides of buildings, so you see them as you wander around the city. I'm organising a route around the streets, so I see the best artwork. I think it's going to be fantastic. I'm going to take loads of photos too.
Kieran.
I'd like to think I'm well organised, meet deadlines and so on. For example, I'm going to a sports tournament next week. I've been playing rugby for a long time, and this year we've made it to the final matches. So I've got started and written a list of things to pack, the sports kit I need, and where to meet the team bus and so on. But the truth is, I'm good on paper and then I procrastinate in real life. So I know that I'll put off packing until the last minute, despite my plans. I'm going to try and organise myself earlier, but if I'm honest, I'll probably end up doing it about an hour before I leave, even though the list has been ready for a week. And I'll probably get distracted and forget something really important like my rugby boots.
Amber.
I've recently started work as a party planner. We arrange unusual or specialist events, the kind of thing people can't do easily themselves. In my own life, I don't plan that much, to be honest. I prefer to just let things happen without worrying too much. But at work, I'm pretty good at organising things and multitasking. My first big event is happening next week. It's an 18th birthday party for a boy who really likes scuba diving. So his parents asked us to organise his party at the beach and arrange for all the guests to dive. I even went and tried it out myself. I think it'll be quite an interesting party. We'll have a diving teacher to help people who want to try it, drinks, and then a barbecue and cake and so on. I hope it'll be successful, especially as it's my first party. I think planning comes naturally to me, and I love meeting new people, so this job suits me perfectly. Even when I was a child, I used to love organising things for other people. I used to drive my mum mad because I was so bossy, but I try to keep it balanced. I don't plan much at all for myself. I just see what happens and go with that.